SimplySafe.com. Whole home protection, protection for every window, room, and door against intruders, fires, water damage, medical emergencies, and more. All monitored 24/7 by professionals ready to dispatch police. Everything you need to know. Expert Chief SimpliSafe Home Security, named Best Home Security Overall by U.S. News and World Report. Awarded by Popular Mechanics and more. Like live professional alerts. Our monitoring staff calls you when trouble is detected and stays with you until it's solved. Dispatch faster with usual verification. Adding visual verification to your monitoring plan lets us verify your alarm is ready so police can dispatch faster. It's a lot less expensive. We cut out the middleman and mark up so you get more security for less with no contact. Prepared for the unexpected. Lose power, lose Wi-Fi, someone attacks the system, natural disaster, SimpliSafe is ready. Protects against fires and water damage, more than just intruders. Our pros monitor against leaks, floods, fires, and more. Keep an eye inside and out. With HD security cameras for indoors and out, see what's happening all the time. Designated to disappear from the tiny size of our sensors to easy one-touch control means they'll never notice your security system. Detects people, ignores pests. Motion sensors use a precision human form detection algorithm. Compare your security options. Traditional home security monitored by professional 36-month contract. Monitoring costs $37 to $53 a month. Hardwired, never needs a landline. Poor rating on Trustpilot. SimpliSafe, the better way. Monitored by professionals, no contract. Wireless, no drilling or landline required. Great rating on Trustpilot. Easy to set up yourself in no time. How it works, choose your security sensors, we'll walk you through exactly what your home needs and ship it to your front door under a week. Set it up in just a few minutes, no trials needed, or let one of our pros do it for you. Sensors guard all your rooms and entry points. If there is a trouble, our monitoring center will call you and if needed, dispatch authorities. More reasons to choose SimpliSafe. Arm, disarm from your anywhere, forgot to arm your system, need to let someone in, do it right from your phone anytime. Almost never change your batteries. Batteries last all for almost a decade and entry sensors, the best lifespan in the industry. Battery life may vary based on use. Alexa, arm my system, use your system with Alexa, Google Assistant, August Locks, Apple Watch, and more. Keep an eye on cabinets, safes, and more. Secret alerts quietly alerts you if someone accesses private areas without sounding an alarm. Customized for your home. Well, we'll customize the right system for your home's needs. Incredible range. Many wireless security systems struggle to cover your entire house. Ours can cover large homes with ease. Custom alerts for friends and family. Set up text alerts so friends and family stay in the know. Duress pin. If someone forces you to disarm your system, your duress pin will securely alert the authorities. Meet the station. Boost station. The trust comes with a built-in cell connection to rapidly alert our emergency dispatch center. Try it, test it, love it, or return it. Test SimpliSafe in your home for 60 days. Your system is ready to work. No drilling or tools needed. If you aren't 100% set, we'll return it for a full refund. We'll even pay for return shipping. Morning, hope you had a good Easter. Today's true crime story is the Farmville Murders. The Farmville Murders occurred in Farmville, Virginia in September 2009, the quadruple bludgeoning homicide of Mark Niederbrock, Deborah S. Kelly, their daughter, Emma Niederbrock, and friend Melanie Wells. Emma Niederbrock shared an online relationship with Richard Samuel McCroskey, a trouble-spying rapper. Together, Anna Niederbrock McCroskey, her mother and godmother, along with friend Wells, attended a horrorcore concert the week before. While Wells' mother could not locate her daughter, she alerted police who discovered the murders. McCroskey was 20 years old. McCroskey, 20 years old, was subsequently arrested, convicted of the murders, and sentenced to life in prison. As of 2020, he is serving his sentence at Palms Ridge State Prison in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. The murders took place at Deborah at Dr. Deborah Keller's home, where Kelly lived with her daughter Emma Niederbrug. The bodies were found just after 3 p.m. on September 17, 2009. The victims having been bludgeoned to death with a hammer and maul. Three bodies were found in a downstairs bedroom and one in a room upstairs. Days before the killings, Emma Niederbrug and Melanie Wills joined McCroskey in Michigan for a horrorcore concert strictly for the Wicked Festival. According to police, Emma's parents, Deborah Kelly and Mark Nieder, had taken Emma Niederbrug and Melanie Wells and McCroskey to the concert. Prince Edward County Commonwealth Attorney James Ennis said McCroskey's anger over his failing relationship with Emma Niederbrug led to the killings. Ennis says McCroskey was angered by some text messages Emma sent while they were in Michigan. They returned to Virginia and McCroskey became increasingly distraught about their relationship. Ennis said he had an expectation that he and Emma were seeing each other exclusively and was unhappy with how things were going. Late in the evening of September 14, 2009, or early the next morning, McCroskey attacked the three female victims in the house as they were sleeping. Ennis said he killed each within a short period of time around 3 a.m. on September 15. Emma said that McCroskey was first killed Wells, who was on the sofa in the first floor den. Then Kelly went upstairs and finally Emma in her downstairs bedroom. He struck each victim multiple times with the maul. No one awoke, Ennis said, adding that the victims had no defensive wounds. Mark Niederbrug arrived at home 3 days later, September 17th, about 5 p.m., and McCroskey attacked him with the maul in the living room. Ennis said, and McCroskey later moved Mark Niederbrug's and Wells' body to Emma's room. He and he attempted to clean up the bloody den, Ennis said. At some point, McCroskey used a digital camera to record a video of himself, according to Ennis. In the video, he indicated that he knew he had to pay for what he had done and contemplated suicide. Ennis said a press release was issued to the public at the time of the murders. An email was sent to Longwood University students. The following Monday, the Attorney General and Farmville County Police Department held a press conference where the bodies were identified. The victims. Mark Niederbrug was a pastor at a Presbyterian church in Hicksburg in northern Appomattox County, a father of 16-year-old Emma Niederbrug. Niederbrug had been heading Walker's Presbyterian Church for the past 6 years, born in Illinois. Niederbrug was an Eagle Scout and graduate of the University of Illinois. Before he entered the ministry, he worked as a graphic designer. Niederbrug and his wife, Deborah Kelly, had been divorced for about 9 months. Dr. Deborah S. Kelly was a 50-year-old associate professor of sociology and criminal justice studies at Longwood University. Emma Niederbrug was Mark Niederbrug and Deborah Kelly's 16-year-old daughter and a friend of Richard McCroskey, the convicted murderer. She had been homeschooled since middle school. Melanie Wells was the 18-year-old daughter of Thomas G. Wells Jr. and Kathleen Wells of Inwood, West Virginia, and Emma Niederbrug's friend. Wells and her family moved to West Virginia from Louisville to Kentucky just before Wells was to enter high school. Wells dropped out when studying for her high school equivalency. The woman, she attended Musselman High School. Wells had been staying with Emma Niederbrug and Emma's mother. Perpetrator. Richard McCroskey. Richard Samuel McCroskey, born December 20, 1980, had been a graphic designer, amateur horrorcore rapper, and had been living with his father and 21-year-old sister in Castro Valley, California. McCroskey and her sister had been raised in Haywood before moving to Castro Valley. In high school, McCroskey had been teased and bullied because of his weight and red hair. Neighbors described him as a loner. His sister, Sarah, recalled him as a mild-mannered and kind person who never fought back or defended himself unless provoked. McCroskey's MySpace page featured songs he authored with violent lyrics dealing with subjects including mutilation, death, and the thrill of murder. McCroskey dropped out of Tennyson High School in Hayward, then attended Hayward High School for time before dropping out again. About 5 minutes prior to the murders, McCroskey had been devastated when his father asked the mother to move out. He was cited for a planned trip to Virginia to see friend Emma Niederbrug, whom he had dated online for almost a year and spoken with almost daily by phone. He flew to Virginia on September 6. Investigation arrested conviction. Prior to discovering the murders, Melanie Wells' mother had called City police asking them to check on her daughter each time Melanie Wells' mother had called the Kelly home and spoken with Richard McCroskey. McCroskey had given her a different story. When police arrived at the Kelly home, McCroskey answered the door and told police Wells was at the movie with a friend. The police left, and when Melanie Wells' mother called police again, they went to the house and discovered the bodies. By that time, McCroskey had fled, stealing and wrecking Mark Niederbrock's hot 2000 Honda, unaware of the murders. The deputy issued him a summons for driving without a license, but did not arrest him. Prince Edward Sheriff Sergeant Stuart Ray Bull said at the time there was no reason for a deputy to be suspicious. During this time, McCroskey made a call to confess he had just killed the victims. McCroskey was apprehended at Richmond International Airport on September 18th, where police found him sleeping in the baggage claim area about to fly back to California. McCroskey, who had no prior criminal record, was first charged with first-degree murder, robbery, and grand larceny, stealing the car, but later was charged with 6 counts of capital murder. McCroskey was subsequently held in Piedmont Regional Jail on suicide watch. Police concluded the victims died from front floor trauma to the head. Police occult expert Don Reimer brought in because the symbols found in the music the teens listened to described the murder scene as a slaughterhouse. McCroskey did not initially cooperate with police after his arrest. The police took McCroskey's computer, house phones, and more than a dozen paper bags full of evidence from his home. McCroskey was charged with 6 counts of capital murder per Virginia criminal law. On September 20th, 2010, McCroskey pleaded guilty to the four murders. Although facing the death penalty, he was sentenced to life in prison. Commonwealth Attorney James Ennis says that the victim's family supported his decision to reach a plea agreement instead of going to trial and seeking the death penalty. Thank you for listening to this true crime story. Have a good week and stay safe.